Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll tell you why. You'll find out why over the next few hours right here. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas. Art Source with us. Mark Mancini's off this evening. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC, will be joined later by Nancy Finley, the daughter of Carl Finley and the niece of Charles Finley. And in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Jeff Rotimer, along with Dave Brown. Very interesting book, Shadows of Glory, by Lynn Publications. The bottom line is World Series almost here. Well, the Shadows of Glory talks about some very interesting World Series, and we'll talk to Jeff about that. But since we're talking baseball, Pete Rose passed away, 4,256 hits. Should he make the Hall of Fame? A lot of times people vote in after somebody dies. I can't vote for him. 4,256 hits, but he did the one thing basically that baseball tells you not to do. Go into a locker room. Thou shalt not bet on baseball. You can bet on football. You can bet on basketball. You can bet on anything. You can't bet on baseball. And ironically, just like a month ago, a little bit more than a month ago on HBO, they had a Pete Rose documentary, a four-part series, and he had just gotten back from a card signing, which he just loved to do, made a lot of money on that, I think in Tennessee, and he comes back, and it's a heart attack, and Pete's gone. One of the great hitters in history. I think he was fifth or sixth as far as runs scored, and again, 4,256 hits, and they won a lot, but still, I can't vote for him. We'll find out what Artie thinks in a few minutes right here on Sports Overnight America. Since we're talking baseball, the World Series not far away. My prediction is the Dodgers lose again in the first round based on the fact that their starting pitching is very injured beyond belief. And the two best teams going into this season were Atlanta and the Dodgers. Atlanta, of course, out now. The Dodgers, I think, will lose to the Padres. But what do you think? SportsFredAO.com. Back with more right after this.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa. Oh, no. Wait. Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. He's Art Source. I am Fred. Mark's off this evening. Artie, of course, 127 years of age. Art, I just don't understand how somebody 127 can stay up this late and answer some of these questions and the conversation that we have. How do you do it?
Well, you know, we've got this great product made called Awaken. It enhances your focus and clarity, improves memory, accelerates your ability to retain knowledge. Now, that sounds like something fun. And, of course, also brain and nerve support. So when my hands are shaking, it kind of helps me out a little bit. Plus, we're up late at night, Fred. This is not easy to do.
All right. 4,256 hits. Pete Rose passes away. We've discussed it before. But for the new listeners across America and around the world, you can email us. Artie, does he belong in the Hall of Fame, yay or nay?
Well, you know, I'm kind of tainted because he was one of our Mizuno ambassadors when I worked for Mizuno Sporting Goods in the baseball and golf division. And I had some great times with Pete. And I'm not saying he didn't go out on the ledge a little bit, like a lot of ball players in that era. But I will tell you this, his on-the-field performance, his will to win, the dedication that he put into playing 24 years, making 17 All-Star games. You know, I see your point, Fred, but, you know, he's gone now. He died at 83 last Sunday. And I personally think, you know, I don't know, I don't think it's going to happen right away, but I personally think there is a time when you let bygones be bygones. And if Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame and Babe Ruth's in the Hall of Fame, and a few other people who kind of, you know, rolled around the rules. Now, you're right about the gambling thing on baseball. I think that's a no-no for sure. But I would have to think that you want one of the all-time ambassadors of the game of baseball in the Hall of Fame. You could put a caveat on the, you know, in Cooperstown as to what really happened. But I also believe if Bart Giamatti would have stayed alive, I think there would have been some sort of a coming of the minds that he might have had a chance, but that's just my opinion, Fred.
Don't you find it ironic, again, that maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, HBO ran a four-piece documentary on Pete Rose?
I do. I got to tell you, you know, with Dikembe Mutombo, who I used to interview a lot when I worked in the Denver market, another classic guy, you know, and he did so much for people, Fred, in Africa in terms of bringing them food and helping out villages. And, you know, 58 years old is awfully young. And, you know, it just seems, I'm wondering if there isn't a carryover from the COVID for a lot of these guys passing away now. You know, I've done some research on it, you know, with the heart problems that a lot of people have come through with. It just seems like a lot of athletes are falling by the wayside. And but at 58, that's just way too young.
No question about that, folks. Pete Rose, your comments, email us, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, we're in the playoffs. I've said this from the beginning of the season, that the best two teams in talent were the Dodgers and the Braves. And the Braves, the first week of the season, lose Messer Strider, the best pitcher in baseball. They lose Acuna. They lose Albies. You know, even in the playoffs this week, Albies could not bat left-handed. He's a switch hitter.
Looked pretty good right-handed, though, huh?
Not bad, but you know, obviously, based on talent, it was the Braves and in my mind, the Dodgers, who've had more.
What do you think of the Phillies in that mix, though, Fred? Honestly, with their four pitchers,
I think right now the Phillies certainly would be up there with the Yankees and but the Padres. And the reason I say the Padres, on Wednesday, of course, the Padres win and knock off the Braves, and their starting staff is healthy, and four guys, and they all throw well, and I think the Padres have a shot. A couple of years ago, they dominated the Dodgers in the first round, the second round of the play, I think, and I think they'll do it again, and I think
so. Are the Dodgers going to go with a 3-man rotation? I haven't heard much because you know I'm here in Pennsylvania. I know they've got Flaherty pitching Game One. Then they got Yoshi Yamamoto in Game Two. Are they going to throw Buehler in Game Three, or do they kind of wait until they get to that position to find out what's going on?
I don't know, but I think I could hit Buehler right now. No, on a serious note, I think he's they keep forcing him out there, and you know even when they pitch as well, it's 5 1/3, 6 hits and 2 walks, and they say he did a good job. No, he
I will didn't. Tell you this, Fred. Both these ball clubs have great bullpens. I mean, the Padres go 5 deep in the pen. The Dodgers go 4 deep in the pen. I think somewhere along the line, you might see 12, 13 pitchers on the roster in this series because you're going to need, you know, if you could get 4 or 5 innings, especially the Dodgers out of your starters, and then go to the arms they have in the bullpen, I think it's going to be real key to them. And it's going to be the team that gets out to that lead. And, you know, right now the Padres look unbelievable. I mean, they've got the rookie of the year. They've got, you know, I mean, Tatis is coming into his own right now. Machado, the ball club, I mean, they really do look really strong. But, you know, again, what a rivalry. What a great rivalry. And then, you know, if you look at it down the line, whether it's going to be the Mets or Milwaukee, whoever goes into Philly and has to play Philly, that's a good deal. I think it's going to be the Phillies and the Padres. And I think it's going to be the you called it. I think it's. I got to tell you, the cardiac kids from Detroit in the American League, you know, winning a 1-0 game and a 2. I mean, excuse me, winning the way they did was just incredible at Houston. And you know, and then the Orioles have now lost 10 straight playoff games. They go down to a very young Kansas City team. So I mean, it is. I'm just amazed. I look at it. I think the Yankees are going to come out of the American League, as much as I really like the Cleveland Indians and what Voit has done as the manager, I know they've got a great bullpen as well. Maybe it does come down to the bullpen in these key playoff games.
You know, I know we have a lot of listeners in Las Vegas listening on KSHP 1400 on your dial, and Devontae Adams, once out of Vegas, where do you think he'll go? People were talking Dallas. People.
I heard Dallas. I heard New Orleans because Derek Carr, who we played with at Fresno State. I'll tell you who could really, really use him right now. I mean, I'm looking down the line, but the Eagles, you know, with their receiving core, you throw him in there as a number two or three, you know, with Brown and Devontae. Wow, that would really spark things up for them. You know, what really blows my mind is if I was Devontae Adams, all right, and, you know, he's in his seventh year now, I would start looking for a team that I could go to the Super Bowl with. I would not, you know, shut out like the Vikings, somebody like that who are off to a great start. I mean, what a job Brian Flores and that umbrella defense has done. Kevin O'Connell right now would have to be my coach of the year for what he's done with Sammy Darnold. But it'll be interesting to see what Devontae – I guess Devontae and the head coach Pierce just do not get along.
I think he wants to see the ball more, and he's not getting it. But it's a difficult situation because
– you got two quarterbacks that I think are basically backup quarterbacks. In Las Vegas.
Minshew, you know, he's good, but, I mean, he's not one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And also the offensive line doesn't give much chance to throw anyways. And Adams just wants to be the number one guy by far and just hasn't happened. And he's going to – you know, when a player – last week they said he had a hamstring. I don't think it was that. I just think that Pierce is sick and tired of this, and they're trying to get rid of him. Hey, guess when do you think the NFL – what date do you think the NFL trading deadline might be?
I think it's after week eight, I believe.
Oh, okay. Give me a date.
November 1st?
How about November 5? Is anything else happening? Close. Is anything else happening on November 5?
Well, I might be rolling down to my local place to vote.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's more important. Major trades in the NFL. I mean, couldn't they have think about this? They knew that
they make it on the 4th or the 3rd. I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on. Couldn't they have thought of any other day? I mean, are they? Does anybody think ahead?
I don't think so, Fred. You know, hey, getting back to your football, I just thought of another team that could really use a guy like Devontae Adams. Okay.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders. Okay, with this Jaden Daniels having a great year. I mean, what he did beating Arizona 42-14 Sunday, and what Dan Quinn's been able to accomplish along with Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator, you throw a Devontae Adams into that backfield, that wide receiver position, that puts them right in position. Did you take a look at the NFC, the teams in first place in the NFC the other day? Who would have thunk it, right?
It's been an interesting 4 weeks is all I can tell you. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to probably play some Barron Sports Trivia. And he's Art. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Later, Jeff Rodemer, Shadows of Glory, along with Dave Brown, the story of interesting stories, tidbits as far as World Series throughout history. That'll be later on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. He's Art. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Let's play some Barron sports trivia, see what Artie can answer in the middle of the night. And again, you have to take some legal medicinal products in order to stay up late, Art, at 127 years of age. What are you taking?
It's called Awaken. It's a fantastic nootropic that it gives you a little spark, keeps the brain moving nicely. You know, at my age, I have to make sure the synaptic gaps are still firing. And it's been very, very effective. And it's a daily nootropic. And right now in this world, I think we need to be on top of everything the way things are going.
Let me ask you a question. On Sunday, 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 9:30 a.m. your time in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. are you going to watch? Usually, there's 10 hours of football, but if you add the 3 hours for the 6:30 a.m. Pacific game, you're talking 13 hours. Are you capable of watching all 13 hours without?
No, but I tell you what I will do, Fred. Over the years, I've usually checked into the early game, but I haven't seen a game from London as exciting as this Jets Vikings game. I mean, you got a lot of things going on right now. I mean, Robert Saleh is coaching for his career. You got the Vikings at 4-0 with a completely amazing comeback from Sam Darnold under Kevin O'Connell. You know, the Vikings are 4-0. They got off to a 28-0 lead against Green Bay last week, and then they held on and won 31-29. But I will tell you this. This is a heck of a matchup. And, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers in this game. You know, the Vikings are favored by 2.5 to 3 points. The one thing that intrigues me about this game is the over-under is at 40.5. I really like the over in this game, Fred, only because, I mean, the Vikings can put points on the board. And you know, if the Jets can get one of these Vikings to jump offside in their new umbrella defense, I think Rodgers over the years is 40 for 41 for TDs going deep in that situation. So I just think it's going to be a fun early game. But no way am I watching football for 13 hours to answer your question.
How did Jack? If you wanted to, would Jacqueline say okay?
Oh, she just sent me to the bedroom.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And, you know, since you're talking about it, let me just throw this out. Rodgers 2 weeks ago looked maybe 35. Last week against the Broncos, maybe 55.
I got to agree with you. He did not. I think he's got a really bad bruised knee. And I don't know if you've ever heard about players talking about playing on that field of the Meadowlands.
Yes.
Field is unbelievable. And when he signed with them, I remember talking to you about that. And I said, why would he go to a field that has an AstroTurf field that is known all over the league as a place? I mean, the 1 year the 49ers played, opened the season in Meadowlands, two games in a row, and I think they lost 5 or 6 key players. And yet, when the World Cup comes there in a year, they're going to put all grass down on that field. You know, and the other thing is in Las Vegas, they do the same thing. When the college kids play, they play on AstroTurf. When the Raiders play an NFL game in Allegiant Stadium, they bring in a grass field. And I think it's incumbent on the NFL, to, if they're really concerned about the players and their longevity and their careers and you know, keeping them healthy, why wouldn't you play on Mother Nature's really nice grass fields?
Yeah, I can't disagree. Folks, agree or disagree, email us sportsfred@aol.com. All right, play a little Barron sports trivia. Are you ready, Art Source?
I'm going to do the best I can, Fred.
Only brothers ever to hit home runs in the same World Series.
Wow.
Any idea?
Ooh, doggies. I'm thinking about brothers that played together on the same teams.
No, no. On different teams.
They were on different teams. Okay. That's
only brothers that hit home runs in the same World Series, but they have to be on different teams. Both played third base.
Okay, third base. Let's see. Did Eddie Matthews have a brother? No. I'm clearing myself way back here, baby.
One of them played for the Yankees.
Oh, it was the Boyer brothers, the Cardinals, 1964.
1964, Ken and Cleet Boyer each hit home runs for their clubs as that series went on.
Two
and
very, very nice. I actually knew the guy that Cleet Boyer beat out, Andy Carey. He used to live next to me in Newport Beach. What a neat man he was.
Newport Beach is a beautiful area.
Oh, it sure is. It really was. What a place to grow up in the early 70s.
All right. Only pitcher to win the first pitcher to win the World Series MVP. First major league pitcher to win the World Series MVP.
Was he a Yankee left-hander?
I don't know. Are you guessing? Who are you guessing? Whitey Ford?
I was going back a little further than that, but let's see. How about if I only MVP in the World Series? I wonder when they started the MVP in the World Series. That's the key there. Carl Hubble. Warren. I'm going to go with Warren Spahn.
Big righty.
Right, oh, a big righty.
So Warren Spahn would be 57 or 58 with the Braves. How about 55?
Oh, it was the Dodgers, Don Newcomb.
Don Newcomb won the MVP in that World Series. All right, this one you ought to get. Mark Fidrich's nickname.
The Bird.
The Bird. He was quite a pitcher.
God, I loved him, Fred. When he would go down there and he'd look in the glove and he'd talk to the baseball, then he'd rub around the mound. I mean, what a theatrical. I mean, what a great first year he had. Mark the Bird Fidrich. You know, I was thinking the other day, how many years would it take a pitcher to win 31 games like Denny McClain?
You know, okay, let's go one more. One more. The Duke of Fallbrook. What was he called when he was in Brooklyn?
The Duke of Flatbush.
Duke of Flatbush became the Duke of Fallbrook. And,
you know, best avocados I ever had, Fred, I'm telling you. We used to pick we used to go down there.
He is my favorite player. And
what a class act, too, let me tell you.
I used to listen to Kogo, 600 on the dial in San Diego, the years that
him and Jerry Gross, right?
Yeah, Jerry Gross and him. I love Vin Scully, but what I'm saying is just because of Duke, if the Dodgers were playing the Padres, I would listen to 600 Kogo rather than the Dodger game.
I used to try to tune in old Channel 39 from the house in Newport. You know how you always talk about jumping up on the roof and turning aerial to pick up Santa Barbara, and you know when they used to black out Ram games? Sure. I did the same thing because they would televise games from San Francisco and from Dodger Stadium. And, of course, the Dodger Stadium games were blacked out in those days. So I would put Vin on the radio and put Channel 39, which was the NBC affiliate in San Diego, on there. And then on Sundays, I'd do the same thing to try to pick up AFL football on NBC. And my dad had the Village Inn on Balboa Island, Fred. And that's when the satellite dishes were the size of your house, you know. It was the funniest thing of all time trying to get those games coming in.
I don't know if you know this or not, but in about, I don't know, 66 or 67, 68, in that era, in Cheviot Hills, California, the Dodgers were on pay-per-view.
And what was it called with Jeff Witcher? I can't think of the name of it.
Later I worked for Select TV, and we had for Select TV, but it wasn't that. But anyway, there was it's pay per view. Just I'm telling you, it was just for the Dodger games. So this
I know. I remember that.
This is before. So we go over to my dad's friend's house and watch the game. I think it might have been Koufax last year in '66. That we did that. But for a couple of years, they had that, and that was the beginning of changes. And by the way, for the folks out there that think that sports fans are not getting taken advantage of, DirecTV has bought Dish. So that gives you one fewer choice.
We've always talked about free trade and monopolies. Doesn't that seem like a monopoly to you, Fred?
I don't know what's going on, but it did happen.
Hey, here's some news that just came out. My buddy works down at St. Clair Broadcasting, and he told me that Diamond Sports, the bankrupt operators of Bally Sports, are going to only carry Atlanta Braves baseball next year. The 11 other teams, amongst them St. Louis, Detroit, Kansas City, the Angels, the Miami Marlins, and the Cincinnati Reds, are kind of on their own to develop their own packages as well.
What about
as
the Padres?
The Cleveland Indians, the Padres.
Yeah,
they're going to have to do their own package too.
Yeah, because this year they were not they were on their own. You know, baseball carried them, but it wasn't the same. Anyways, we'll take a break and come back. Jeff Rotimer, Shadows of Glory, the story of World Series, and whole lot more on Sports Overnight America.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America, along with Art Source. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Jeff Rodimer's with us, along with Dave Brown. They put together Shadows of Glory. Pick it up, Amazon.com. It's a book about the World Series. Obviously, the World Series just a couple of weeks away. So I figured it was the right time for this. And Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good day, guys. It's good to be with you, and happy to talk about the World Series and the postseason for sure.
You know, interesting thing is I did Dodger Talk in the late 80s out here in Southern California, and so I was there the night that Kirk Gibson hit the home run. I don't find that in this book. How'd you leave that one out?
Well, actually, you've hit on the major thread of the book, which was that we wanted to look at stories that were maybe lesser known, maybe a little bit offbeat or strange, underreported, maybe forgotten to a degree. And immediately, right off the top, we started looking at stories like the Gibson home run, Don Larsen's perfect game, Bill Mazeroski's game-winning home run in 1960, and decided there's really nothing more that we could add to those stories. But these other stories that are out there were kind of interesting. And when we started asking around to see what people remembered of those stories and what they knew and what they thought they knew, we really thought we were onto something with these lesser known stories.
I'll tell you one that I found most interesting. 1954, the Cleveland Indians against the New York Giants. The Indians were major favorites. They win 111 games on the season. And of course, the Say Hey Kid versus Vic Wertz, the Say Hey Kid makes the catch. And talk about that series, because going in, you looked at Cleveland's starting rotation, Bob Lemon and Mark Garcia, and Feller was already almost done, but he won 13 games during the season. But talk about that 54 World Series.
Yeah, and that was one where, as you mentioned, the Giants were huge underdogs, despite the fact that they had some really talented players on their team. And the National League was more competitive that year. And like you said, the Indians really ran up the wins in the American League without a lot of competition. And when they came into the World Series, whether they were overconfident or not, who knows, but they did have great pitching. I think Early Wynn was on that team too. They ran into a buzzsaw. The Giants were the hot team. And out of nowhere, maybe except for people that were following the Giants, came Dusty Rhodes, who was really a pinch hitter deluxe and delivered multiple key pinch hits over the four-game series. And before you knew it, the Giants had swept them.
Art Source, you're 127 years of age, so you've seen a lot of World Series and listened to a lot of World Series. So talk to Jeff Rodimer.
Well, I was going to talk about the 62 San Francisco Giants and the end of the Game 7 there, where a lot of people don't recall, but Willie McCovey was at the plate, and he hit a shot right at Bobby Richardson. And, I mean, but for that, the Giants would have won that World Series as well. There's a lot of key plays over the years. You go back to the Pirates in 1960 with Bill Mazeroski. I think they got crushed in the three of the games. I mean, it wasn't even close, but won four real tight games to overcome a real juggernaut in the Yankees. Do you talk a little bit about that in your book at all?
Well, we didn't talk about the 60 World Series in great detail, but Dave had come across the fact that the guy that gave up Mazeroski's home run, Ralph Terry, ends up on the mound in the ninth inning in the 62 series just a couple of years later with another series on the line. And they've got to make a couple of decisions on who they're going to pitch to. And they decided with first base open, they were going to pitch to McCovey, and almost cost Ralph Terry another walk-off World Series loss. And so the fact that it was a guy named, Ralph Terry wasn't a huge, huge name. He was a very good pitcher. But, the irony that this guy could have been in that position just 2 years apart. And as Dave titled the chapter, it was Ralph's redemption. There was just as good a chance as you remember now that ball could have shot right through the right side. And there's no way, even with Roger Maris and his great arm in right field, that they were probably going to throw out, I think it was Mays who was on second base. And, that was the theme of that story. Again, a not so well-known guy thrust into the middle of the highest pressure situation, not once, but twice in 2 years, and coming out with a better result the second time around.
We're talking to Jeff Rodheimer. Book is Shadow of Glory. Anything that you want to know about offbeat stuff in the World Series, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. All right, so you write about 1978. Now, in 1977, the Yankees, of course, beat my Dodgers. Now you get to 1978, and the Yankees, all kinds of team problems. Billy Martin gets fired. Bob Lemon takes over. And now they're facing the Dodgers again, and Jackson goes crazy, and my Dodgers lose again, but I got them back in 81. Talk about the 78 season, New York Yankees over the LA Dodgers.
Sure, and I'll throw something out for you, too, on the 81 series that did not make the book, but that you might find interesting that we stumbled across in our research. But in 78, going into the World Series, or actually in the American League Championship Series, Willie Randolph got hurt. And as good as the Yankees were, that was a major loss for them. And they end up putting a guy named Brian Doyle in at second base as his replacement. And Doyle, who probably had 30 hits in his entire baseball career, has the best 10 days of his life, gets seven hits, hits like 416. And if it hadn't been for Bucky Dent having a phenomenal series on top of the playoff home run against the Red Sox, Doyle would have been the MVP of that series. And the fact that it was a guy that was so unknown was one thing, but it also kind of fit a theme that we found emerging as we were writing these things. There were a lot of these guys that had their moment of glory and either never played again,
right,
or almost never played again. I don't think Brian Doyle played another three or four.
And then you have guys like Gene Tennis for the A's, who had a great World Series. It goes back. You go back through history, and it's not always the superstars that show up in big World Series. And, you know, guys can become heroes. I mean, the Yankees had a catcher that had a great World Series trip. I'm trying to think of his name. Against the Padres, I think he hit three home runs. But, it's amazing how those moments step up, and it's almost like you're in that moment, and you just get that pitch that you can handle, and it's just amazing how it works out.
Yeah, so in 81, again, not in the book, but you might find it interesting, but before game one at Dodger Stadium, we had heard this story, and we weren't sure whether it was urban myth or not, that before game one, Sandy Koufax went out to the mound and was throwing batting practice against the Dodgers before game one, and he was out there doing nothing but throwing fastballs, and the Dodger hitters, and this includes Garvey, Russell, Dusty Baker, they could not hit him. And finally, a coach went out to the mound and led Sandy back to the dugout. They asked him to come back into the dugout because they were afraid he was going to throw the whole team into a batting slump before the first game.
So he was basically doing Ron Guidry.
and it was just fastballs. And so, you know, we heard this story. Dave called the Dodgers to see if the public relations department could confirm any of this. And a few days later, when he followed up, they said, no, it's just urban myth. It never happened. Well, meanwhile, if you dig enough into the internet, as you guys know, and you do enough Google searching, we found an article that was written by Dave Boswell of the Washington Post, who was in the stadium and was in the stands, and he watched the whole thing, and he wrote a column about it. That was one of the things we learned during the writing and the researching of this, is don't always take what you see at first glance to be the truth, because sometimes – you're going to find that there is more to the story. And in that case, it was a great story. It did not make the book. We didn't really see how to build a whole chapter around that. Mm-hmm. But we just love the idea that there's stuff floating around out there like that that people maybe didn't know about.
We're talking to Jeff Rodheimer, Shadows of Glory, along with Dave Brown. Offbeat stuff as far as the World Series is concerned. He's Art Source. I am Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Well, you mentioned Koufax. He only retired in 1966, so that's 34 and 24, 58 years ago. And to put you on the spot, Jeff, I think he's healthier than some of the Dodgers starters in 2024.
Well, I know personally some Dodgers fans that would rather see Sandy go out there than Kershaw. So that's about all I know about the state of the Dodger rotation.
You know, an interesting World Series. Harry Frazee's Kersh started after this, 1918. Babe Ruth and the Boston Red Sox. And of course, afterwards, no Nanette and the whole bit sending him to the Yankees, and they don't win again for 86 years. But talk about 1918 and the great Celt in the SWAT.
Yeah, so that was the last series that the Red Sox won until they broke the curse of the Bambino in 2004. And they had a really good team. They had won a couple of world titles already. They were going to play the Chicago Cubs. And right in the middle of this, they're trying to finish the season while World War One is raging over in Europe. And it got to the point where the War Department had told the major league owners, we think you need to shut it down. They pleaded to let them finish the schedule at least out through August 30th. And then once they got the concession from the War Department to do that, then they added a pretty please and said, well, can we at least have our World Series? And so there was a concession that could be allowed to go on. And so the Cubs and the Red Sox squared off. And in the middle of this is also the Spanish flu, which was a bigger global pandemic than COVID. And we were doing some of the writing for the book during COVID. So, of course, this kind of bubbled up more than once on our radar. And we started thinking about whether or not there was something there. And the more we looked into it, we found a couple of things that were really interesting. It was the first time that all the World Series games were ever played in September. It was the first time that the Star Spangled Banner was ever played at a World Series game. And it was just an impromptu rendition by a band that was in the stands. And there were There were a couple of veterans in the dugout who came out, took their caps off and stood there. And next thing you know, a whole bunch of players are doing the same. And that started the tradition of playing the Star Spangled Banner at the baseball games. There was also a threatened player strike. The players got wind of the fact that the owners had conspired to cut each other in for more of the players' money for the World Series and distribute it to the second and third place teams during the regular season. And when they found out that their player shares were going to be cut by 30-40%, they threatened to strike before game five. The president of the American League, who was drunk, apparently came busting into the clubhouse and threatened them all. And then finally said, you're going to lose the PR battle here because we have veterans in the stands. They're here already. And you're going to sit this one out because of money. How do you think that's going to look? And begrudgingly, they went out, took the field and finished the series. But just from a pure playing of the game standpoint and something that we will never see again, they were afraid. The Cubs were so afraid of Ruth as a hitter, even though he was still mostly a pitcher that year and just slowly transitioning to becoming a full-time outfielder, that they decided they were only going to have left-handed pitchers pitch in that series. And so over six games, 56 total innings, they had two left-handers who pitched 54 of the 56 innings.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over so big nowadays, right, Fred?
No. Dave Roberts would let him go five innings.
Wouldn't matter if you had Ruth, Judge, and Ohtani sitting on the bench. They would start moving those guys out, and that's what happened. These guys – and it proved effective because the one time that Ruth got in the game as you know, an outfielder, he promptly hits a triple. This is in the dead ball era on top of what he did when he was pitching, which was extend his own personal scoreless streak to a new World Series record, which Whitey Ford eventually broke. But a lot of stuff went on in that World Series, and, again, you know, you frame it within the scope of the global pandemic, it's quite a story.
And then next year, the year after that, you had the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And again,
all
that's
right. Jeff Lodimer, Shadows of Glory. We appreciate the time. Really enjoyed the book.
Awesome.
Lions Publication, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And Jeffrey, thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Well, great. We appreciate it, David, by abstention. And also, anybody that's interested in looking more into it can go to ShadowsOfGloryBook.com, and you can also order the book there. There's a 20% discount going right now. So thanks again for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Great
stuff. Very much. Back with more on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, thank you, Jeff Rotimer, very much. Shadows of Glory, the book, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere, and stories to the World Series that you might know, but you might not know. It's a very interesting read as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's talk about Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys 2-2, the Steelers 3-1. I'm not sure a lot of people going into the season would think that the Cowboys would be 2-2 and the Steelers would be 3-1. The Steelers, like a 2.5, 3-point favorite. This is your territory. You're in Pennsylvania. Who do you like?
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. If the Cowboys had their full contingent of players, you know, you got Parsons is out, which is one of the top 10 players in the NFL. Then you've got Lawrence, their defensive end, who's out. And now I found out that the wide receiver, the former Ram, former Saint, former Raven, I guess he had surgery after the game with the Giants. He's going to be out. So they're missing three key players. I watched Fields last week, mount a pretty good comeback in the Lucas Dome against the Indianapolis Colts. But if it's 2.5, I'd have to lean toward the Steelers. But I definitely like the over 43 in this game. So I would go with the Steelers and the over 43. But you never know. I mean, I got to tell you one thing. The Steelers have a penchant for getting beat deep. And if the wide receiver,
CeeDee Lamb you're talking about?
Yeah, if CeeDee Lamb gets free in the secondary, it could cause problems for the Steelers.
The Cowboys say they're not interested in Mr. Raider. What do you think?
Yeah, why wouldn't they be interested in Davante Adams? You know, there must be some real baggage going on here. You know, I've always liked him because he has a Taco Bell in his house. You know, that seems like it'd be really convenient. But, you know, not to be joking, but that's an interesting point. You know, and I guess you can only have so many egos on one team, huh, Fred?
All right, that's about it for this hour of Sports Overnight America. I want to thank Art Source. I want to thank Mario. I want to thank Jeff Rotimer. Shadows of Glory, the book, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.